Good morning, church. It's good to see you again. Well, thank you. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can be in church here today, that we've made that conscious decision. And so, Father, we know that you're always going to bless us when we're walking according to your will, walking in obedience to you. So, Father, we're going to lay aside every single weight which the doors so easily beset us, to focus on you, to worship you now in spirit and in truth. We thank you for you, that you're just going to meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk, blind to see, opens prison doors, sets a captive free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets its captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul. Spring up a well and make me whole. Spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Amen.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him. praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus who crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud and hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Concerns me today. God is able, more than able.
much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Thank you, Lord.
The only thing that God can't do is the limits that we place upon Him. That's the only thing He can't do.
Jesus, we got the power.
was thinking about when Jesus went into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted, and or to be fasting and praying. And then after that, the devil came and tempted him. Jesus had it in his ability to give up the power. Satan was asking him to, hey, make these rocks into bread, you know, just jump off the temple here and just kind of float to the ground, you know, just give that up voluntarily. And it says here in this chorus, though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Beautiful words.
Every trial, reach
have a heart that's pure, a spirit just like yours, and faith that will endure. That's my desire, to lift up holiness, your will to understand. Oh, Father, love through me, my heart would be set free to worship willingly in every trial, rejoicing through each test as you work for my best. Peace and joy and rest, make me like you. Dear Lord, you're always near. I know my voice you'll hear. I need not worry o'er the path I take. Lead on to high. A spirit just like yours, and faith that will endure, that's my desire, to lift up holy hands, your will to understand, to move at your command, that's my desire.
Our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. You are God, and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. And we're going to give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. His loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise Him. Hallelujah. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto Thy name. Hallelujah. We love You, Lord. We praise You. We thank You. Oh, Lord, we are excited to be in the house of the Lord. We are excited for what You've done in our lives. For You are God. You are wonderful and worthy to be praised. You are King. You are Lord and Master. You are the healer of our bodies and the Savior of our souls. You are God, and in You will we trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like you to know this. This congregation, as well as those that are listening to us by the webcast and watching us in the webcast. You are a royalty. And now the Bible says so. He says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we may show forth praises to Him that called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. We are children of God. We are heirs of God and join us with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. We are chosen. Chosen. We are special in His sight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the devil comes and tells you that you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you've been defeated. And when he tells you about your past, just remind him about his future in the name of Jesus. Yes, you are a chosen generation. We are a child of the King. We are prince and princesses. Hallelujah. And we praise his holy name. He thinks highly of us. Let us now, let us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Let us not take it lightly. Let us not take it lightly. For we are children of God. We know what our future is. Oh, praise his holy name. He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And if I do so, I'm going to come and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you have in store for us. Hallelujah. And you are wonderful and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord, that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious because we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Let us think good about ourselves. Let us realize that we got the victory in Christ Jesus. All we need to do is call upon the name of the Lord. He says, call upon me and I will answer thee, and I will do great and mighty things that you knew not. Call upon me and I will answer you, and I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. That's who our God is. So instead of dwelling in circumstances, instead of dwelling in problems and different situations in our lives, let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It says it in Psalms 91. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. So, let us praise him for that. Let us worship him. Let us lift his name higher and higher. Hallelujah. Let us not dwell in defeat, but dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. And Lord, we praise you. We thank you. Thank you for giving us the victory. Thank you for the work that you've done on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that we are chosen people. Hallelujah. Well beloved. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And let your praise be continually in our mouth. And let us bless the Lord at all times. And his praise be continually in our mouth. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. We pray, O Lord, to let your Holy Spirit move mightily in the midst of us, that no one be left untouched today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the Holy Spirit touch the Pastor Bill Chicon. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give him the freedom to preach, give him the anointing, oh, and give him, O Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let your peace saturate him, and let it be a wonderful, a great day, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that in the preaching of the word, your name will be glorified. In the music, your name will be glorified. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that your name will be glorified in this body of believers. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we know also you are a provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for touching us today, and let us give to the work of the Lord with gladness. Oh, for God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, it may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor today. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Set aside each week for testimonies. Do we have anybody who has something to share with us that God has done in their life this week? Natalia.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever. Unto the upright there riseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusty, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toil of life repay. When we go get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen. Anyway, I just want to say I hope it'll be soon. I'm looking forward to it. I just want to give praise and glory to our Heavenly Father for propping us, especially myself, in these last 3 months. That you don't imagine what people go through when they're having hard times until you see it yourself. So I want to thank God and Jesus and our Holy Spirit for standing beside me. Amen.
Do we have any other testimonies? Looks like Sotiris.
Hallelujah. God loves the little children of the world. It's wonderful that God is using Natalia. And I have a testimony concerning a little child as well. I know this man, he's from Jordan, and we did some business together. And one day he came over to our house, and he gave his heart to Jesus, and he had a wonderful conversion. But I kept asking him, I said, I would love to come over to your house, so as you receive Christ, let the rest of your family accept Christ in their hearts. But he said, yes, yes, but he never did anything about it. So the other day I called him, and I said, how are you? He says, well, under the circumstances. So I said, what is the problem? Oh, he says, I broke my ankle and this and that, and he's been in the house. He hasn't been able to work, and so he's been now for a whole month in the house, not been able to go to work and so on. Then I ask him, how about your family? How's everybody? Oh, he says, my daughter has a problem. It's something, colitis or something that she had. Then the question I ask, I said, whatever happened in the past with the little girl, I said, is there any trauma that she had in her life or anything that caused this to take place? He said, yes. What happened when when she was born, the mother started speaking things. She didn't want a daughter, she wanted a son. And what she was doing without realizing, she was cursing the baby. And that's how this thing developed. So I said, what I would like you to do, when she comes home, call me and I will pray over her. So he did. He called me and I spoke with the little girl and I started telling her that Jesus loves her and that the question I first asked, would you like to receive Christ? Would you want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior in your heart and become a child of God and so on? She said yes. So I led it into the sinner's prayer. And after that, I prayed, I broke any curses that came against her, knowingly or unknowingly. Sometimes we curse without realizing that we do that. And so I broke the curses. I commanded the spirit of infirmity to loose her. And I did whatever the Lord led me to do, and we left it there. And then I said, I would like again, I said, to pray for the rest of your family. And so whenever you want to invite us. And so this time he was excited. He says, yes, we're going to invite you over to our house and fix dinner for you and so on. And he has two more children and his wife. So there is something wonderful can happen there, so I'm looking forward to that. But I praise God that that girl, God touched her, she got saved, and I believe she's healed. And I praise God for giving me that opportunity to do that. In reality, we don't have... We didn't have the opportunity to minister to the rest of the family, but God works mysterious ways. And when bad things happen, then God gets their attention and things are there, and the blessings start coming. And I praise God for that, and that's my testimony.
How many of you have noticed that... Satyrus, our brother Satyrus, does not believe in circumstances dictating policy. When somebody comes up to him and says, well, I'm doing okay under the circumstances, he thinks to himself, I just see the gears turning when I've been with him. Under? What are you doing under the circumstances? No. They might be all around you, but they're not controlling and you're not under them. And the Christian takes proactive stance against circumstances, and despite what we see, we live by faith. And I'm just blessed by your testimony, Satyrus. Jane?
Good morning. I have a testimony. We all go through trials and everything, and I had a trial I had to go through where I had to go to court and stand up for myself and everything, and I was so nervous. I prayed that morning before I went. I prayed while I was sitting there. And it's really true that God gives us the strength and the wisdom we need to get through what we have to get through and prevail. And I just give all the glory and the victory for that to God. And last night we were at the rodeo, watching the rodeo, one of our favorite annual events we like to go to. And Michael is standing there and I'm standing there, sitting down, and this young man comes up to us and says, hello. And he's known me since I've lived in Olivehurst, which is about since 99. He knew me when I was single, and now he knows me married. And his sister is the district supervisor, and she owns Duke Diner, where Michael likes to go have breakfast. And he says hello to us and talking to us, and he says, you know what? He says, I saw you guys at the car wash. And we're like, yeah. And he goes, you guys were really working together trying to get those hoses untangled. I said, yeah. And he goes, and he gave us a compliment. And Michael didn't even catch it. And he says, you know, you guys really work together as a team. He goes, it's really, you just don't see that. And I thought, That's really a nice compliment. This young man has been watching us over the years. We've been married for 8 years. And he sees we work together as a team, as a married couple. And I thought, you know, I'm sure glad that we have God in our relationship and that we daily seek God to help us through each day and each situation, because in our own strength, we probably wouldn't succeed the way we have. And it's only for God that we're able to put that image of togetherness and working together out there, because in our own flesh, we probably wouldn't be as good as people as we are. And I just praise God for that, that we are, our testimony is seen out there as we work together as a team. And I'm really happy for that. Thank you.
God has given us so much practical information, so much direction in our lives for all of the relationships, all of the everyday circumstance, if you want to use that word, that we find ourselves in. And I think of Jane's testimony. It reminds me of how he knows us so intimately. He knows that the man needs respect, and he commands the wives, respect your husband. He knows that the men are reticent to express emotion. We're harder creatures than the responders that he links us with, our wives. And he says, husbands, love your wives. And when you see couples in the congregation who get that message and who implement it in their lives, it's a real blessing. Are there any other testimonies? It's time for our prayer group to come up then.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you praising God? Are you intimidated? Amen. Anyone with insecurity? Praise God. All right. I'm glad to be here today. And God is good. Looking forward to have a sermon by Bill Chacon. And I just looked up the time when we baptized you. It was back in 1989, Folsom Lake. So you've done well since that time. And looking forward to hear you preach today. So, well, it's probably more up than down, right? Yeah. Well, I'm happy. I've been off preaching for 4 Sundays. And it's been a nice break. And I'm looking forward to come back in the month of June to be preaching again and sharing what God has done. We got a couple of things here we want to pray for today. So let me start first with the thing that affects all of us, gasoline. All right? Now, the price of oil has kept getting lower this week. Even the drop were only 62 cents. So, Michael, your prayer was worth 62 cents last week. Maybe you get a $5 prayer this week. It indicates that circulation is in disarray. The price of oil ended up at $90.86 per barrel. According to the U.S. Department, the U.S. Energy Department, the inventory of crude oil in the U.S. rose with a 883,000 barrels. That's almost 1 million barrels last week. That's the inventory went up. Why? Because we ain't driving as much. And we, you know, people are cutting back. People who have invested in gold had taken a great beating since gold had fallen more than $400 per ounce in the last few weeks. It was up to about $1,900, $2,000. It's down to $1,500 right now. And the reason you're asking, why is that so? Well, you want to thank the Chinese, the British government, the American government. They simply decided to dump gold on the market, just dump it to suppress the price and to squeeze out some money from the poor people that thought gold was safe. Let me talk about Facebook. It was a big fanfare when Facebook came out, you know, when stocks, they went to public. And I think they raised something like $12 or $25 billion. I don't know how much, but it's a huge sum of money they raised. And, of course, Zuckerberg and the rest of them, they got their money. Here's a game now. I want you to think about this. I think the price is about $38 to $39 a share. And now it has fallen about $40 billion. The price went down $40 billion. Did Facebook lose it? No. The guys that bought their stocks. What is that called? It's called gambling. And so a lot of people like to gamble, but then they also lose. The dollar has risen in value. Remember this about 6 months ago, they told the dollar is out. Well, the dollar is in. The euro is down. Everything is down. And the price of oil is set in dollars. So things are being manipulated. Let's pray that the manipulation will go our way. Amen? We're going to pray for that. Ken West had surgery for melanoma this week. The surgeon was able to remove all the cancer tissue. Let us pray for a speedy recovery and that no more cancer shall develop. We praise God for that. Jason Smith is sick today. He's been sick for about 2 days or 3 days, very ill, and basically been in bed. So we want to pray for him. And we also want to pray for Tim Chola that God will heal him. Now, my last request, prayer. It's the most important part in the life of a Christian. And also in every Christian church. You agree with that? But most Christians, simply prayer is low on their priority list. It is sad to notice that Satan's people know that prayer is super important. And you don't have to ask Satan's people to pray. Did you know that? Look at the Muslims. They pray 5 days, five times a day. After they get from prayer, they shoot and kill each other, but they do pray. All right? And I'm sure that suicide bombers, before they, you know, commit suicide, they pray. But Muslims do pray. Mormons pray. Jehovah's Witnesses prays. Satanists prays. Witches pray. The New Agers are heavy into meditation and seeking contact with the spiritual world. Have you seen people meditate? And witches pray without ceasing. Satan receives more prayer than God. And that's a shame. I'm sincere when I wrote this. Now, we've had some ups and downs here in this ministry when it comes to prayer. And I've been off now for 4 weeks, been praying and seeking God. And today I'm inviting all people attending Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to come to our new reconstructed prayer meeting on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Beginning, not this week, but the coming week. Some people are maxed out, you live too far. If you have to drive 1 hour in and 1 hour home, I don't expect you to be in prayer. And some people are here on Wednesday night and Thursday night, so you cannot burn out. But to those of you that are not burned out, you are not maxed out, and you're not living too far out, welcome to the prayer meeting on Tuesday night. With that, prayer warriors, do you like to come up and pray? Come on up.
Our Heavenly Father, it's a beautiful thing, Lord, that we can pray for one another. Lord, as you said in your word, that we pray for one another. And right now, I just lift up Tim Chola to you, Lord. I pray, Lord God, you said you were our healer. And Lord, right now, we pray for healing, that we would touch his body, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Let him know, Lord God, that he is going to be just fine. We pray for that. We pray for peace for him right now, too, Lord, as he goes through this, Lord. But we thank you for quick healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for blessing me with knowing Jason Smith. Considering he's young enough to be my grandson, I hate to say that, but it's true. I've never met anybody that I had such an instant rapport in music with. We could sit down with no practice at all and take off and just really hit it. And Jason, I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that you will listen to the voices of those who love you, watch your diet, get off of the sugars and so forth. And God, I reach out and touch this wonderful young man and bless him with abundant health, that he might be here next week and all the weeks thereafter, and bless us with his musical skills and his heart of gold. And Lord, while I'm at it, I want to pray for Robbie Drobel. Robbie is a veteran, was injured, and he's picked up some illness in his liver, and they say that he's, if without a transplant, he won't make it. I have told him on Facebook that God has livers in stock, and I ask your support to Lord God right now and to reach out and touch Robbie and heal him. He's a Christian. He served his country well, and he needs you most desperately right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day that you have created. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the hearts and minds and souls of everyone in this church and throughout America. And Lord God, we come to you and we thank you for what you're doing in the economy, in the oil industry, in the gas industry. And Lord God, we know that you are in charge and you are in control of all things. And Father, that's what I receive here today from hearing John's testimony about what's going on with the oil and the gas and in America and the dollar. Father God, that just leads me and shows me that you are in charge, because things were going desperately the wrong way. And Father God, so I receive, and I'm sure as many others that pray for the gas and oil prices in America, receive it also, that you are in control, you are in charge, and that you will deal with the situations at hand as far as the prices of gas and oil, and they will continually fall. That is our prayer. We thank you, we love you, and we honor you, Lord God, and give you all the praise, all the honor and glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord, and we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are, Lord, our inspiration. You are motivation. And I pray, O Lord, that you motivate this body, O Lord, to pray and to pray without ceasing. And that corporate prayer means a lot. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, you did it in the upper room 2,000 years ago. Oh, hallelujah. They were all in one accord. They were in one place. They were praying without ceasing. And they were in expectancy that the prayers will be answered. And we pray the same thing with us, that when we pray, we'll come with expectancy. We'll expect that God is going to move and is going to do great and mighty things. And he did it a few times here while we were in prayer. How God moved and touched people and changed hearts and healed people. And we pray, O Lord, that we will do that again. When Peter was in prison, prayer started without ceasing. And we, O Lord, and immediately when God's people pray, things start happening. Earthquakes take place. Chains are broken. Everything is done to God's perfection. And we pray that it will take place in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And when we come to the prayer, we pray before we leave for the prayer. We pray on the way to the prayer room. And we pray again when we come. And let us all be in unity. Let us all be in one accord. Let us always be led by the Spirit of God. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We have not, the Bible says, because we ask not. And if we ask, we ask amiss. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for moving in the hearts of people all over to pray, O Lord. And those who are watching us, O Lord, let them also hold the prayer meeting in their home, wherever they are, on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today, and pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come before you this morning and we ask for the anointing to stand in the gap for the women in California and Sacramento to learn about the compromises in their lives that they don't see. We ask that you show them the compromises and that they get rid of those compromises, which comes against your word. We want to be holy as you are holy. Show us, Father, what our compromises are. In the name of Jesus, amen.
And Father, when it comes to sickness, disease that happens in the body, we don't always know why things take place the way that they do. But Father, we lift up Ken and the surgery that he has had to remove the cancerous tissue that was on his body. And Father, we just ask that as the surgeons have done their best to remove it, that it would simply stay gone, that it would not come back, and that you know, he would be able to live a cancer-free life. And so, Father, we just thank you for granting him good health in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father in heaven, I thank you for the opportunity to enter into the Holy of Holies as you have torn that curtain for us, Father. I just want to walk right in, stand before your throne humbly, Father, and petition on the part of on behalf of my nephew, Brian Stevens. His marriage being attacked as it is, Father, I just pray that this long-term tension that's gone on in these two professing Christians, Brian and his wife, I just pray, Father, right now that you will reach down into their hearts and change that which is stony to that which is flesh, and that, Father, you would just humble them before you and let them know that you have put together a covenant with them, and that this covenant is stronger than any personal considerations. It's stronger than any selfish desires that they have. It's stronger than anything that man can come in and tear asunder if they will only turn their wills toward you and look for the individual healing, Father, that you offer alone in this life to all of us, that they might see one another as they did when they were first married. Father, I pray for complete healing and restoration of this commitment that they have to one another as husband and wife in a covenant with you. And I pray for a strengthening of that covenant. And I pray, Father, that you will hinder the enemy at every turn. And in the name of Jesus, I take dominion over Satan's adversary forces right now in their lives, and I command you to relent and release these two young people from the attacks that you would have on the family unit in this country, and specifically on their family unit and their covenant one to another and with the Lord. I pray, Father, that their decision to choose each other will be upheld and that their hearts will be softened toward one another, and that you will heal this marriage in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for that another prayer. It's on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up before you, Lord. And in due time, these prayers shall be answered. We know that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.